An urn. It's a Greek word. That's malarium was an urn, Greek kind of urn. The way Rashi learns, moliar is an urn that has water inside and has a compartment on the outside, on the side, for coals. So the coals on the outside heated it up. So you're allowed, if it's garuf, if you took all the coals out of the compartment before Shabbos, shosim en b'Shabbos, you're allowed to drink the water in there on Shabbos. Antiki, Rashi learns, is a double-bottomed urn where the coals are completely enclosed. There's two bottoms, one bottom, the water, and then another bottom underneath that where the coals go in. Since the coals are enclosed, so it becomes extra, extra hot. So an antiki, apopisha grufa, ain't shosim menu. But an antiki, even though if you took the coals out, you can't drink that water on Shabbos. Rashi, moliar hagoruf, mina gecholim bod yom. You had a moliar, which you took the coals out from Erev Shabbos. Shosim yimeima b'Shabbos. You're allowed to drink the water that's in that urn on Shabbos. The apopisha huch muktsas machmas hakli, even though they got heated up a little bit from the kli, lefisha eino mosif hevel, because it doesn't add any heat. The only isser of what's it called, we'll see that this is the Choratosa says on Rashi, that's only a din by hatmana. By cooking, right, the halacha is, we hold like Hananya, that goruf katum, right, you're allowed to, what's it called, you don't even need goruf katum. If it's already made to Michael Ben Drusoy, you learned when I was gone, that Hananya holds that you're allowed to drink the water. You're allowed to eat the food. So why over here does that have to be goruf altogether? So Rashi lo lemaisa holds it here. It's domet l'hatmon. They say a few different reasons. One is that it's since where do you say that if it's goruf akotum or not goruf and it's already made kemaichel ben drusoy that it's okay when you have a heat source that's separate from the kli. But if the kli and the heat source are one thing, then it has a din of hatmana. And then if it's mosif hevel, it's also even erev Shabbos, right, to eat from the thing if you are matmin it in something that adds heat, even erev Shabbos. And Rashi compares it to that. That's how many learn. That Rashi holds that since the heat source and the keli are one thing, that's called hatmana, and if it would be mosif hevel, it would be asur to eat from the things. However, Rashi says the moliar is not mosif hevel. Since you took the coals out, the only thing it does is holds up the heat. It doesn't add any heat. Right? She'eno mosif hevel, ela meshamer makayim chom shalohem shalo yitztananu. Now, since there's no coals in it anymore, the most it can do is hold on to the heat, but not add any heat. The Gemara Meforish, Moliar Mayim Bifnim B'Kholim Bachutz. And the Gemara explains, Rashi says, that a Moliar is where you have the urn with water inside and coals on the outside. Mi Bachutz. Klish Yeshbo Beis Kibble Cotton Eitzel Dof No Mi Bachutz Mechuberlo, where you have a compartment on the side of the kli connected to it. The nosing shom gicholim, you put coals in there, v'hamayim v'kibulo hagadol, and the water is in the urn, and the water is heated up from the side. V'raboseinu mafarshim moli or shnei shulayim, right, and Rashi says, my rebeim learned a different pshat, that a moliar has two, what's it called, two bottoms. V'antiki beidude mechitza beinosayim. And antiki, which is has more heat, is something where there's inside the kli itself, there's a partition. On one side is coals in the kli, and on the other side is water. So that gets much hotter. The li nira lahepach. The imkein havele lemishne mayim milmalo gecholim milmata. The old dinechushta the tani bantiki loshen shulayim he. The heim omrim loshen nechoshes. The shani nechoshes mecheres. His rebbeim also says another difference between antiki and a moliar. That a moliar is made out of, what's it called, out of cheres, so it doesn't get that hot, and an antiki is made out of nechoshes, which gets hotter. Antiki mefarish bigmar. But Rashi learns the difference is where the coals are. The coals are on the side, then it doesn't get that hot, and if the coals are on the bottom, even if you take out the coals, since they're enclosed, it still adds heat. The heat still is great. Okay, let's see the Gemara, and then we'll go back and see what's... Moses, hechidami molior hagaruf. What is the description of a molior hagaruf? In other words, a molior took the coals out of. Tana mayim mibifnim, the gecholim mibachutz. That's where you have water inside the urn, and the coals are on the outside, where Rashi learns, on the side, in a compartment connected to the urn, on the side. Antiki rabba amar bekire. Rabba says that it's bekire, means in the oven itself, there's a compartment for water. And it has a mechitza inside the oven, and there's a compartment in the oven for water. And that gets very, very hot. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar beidudi. That it's a big, Rashi says, look at the Rashi, they do, let's see the first one, Bekiri, Chalal Yesh Bekira, Eitzel Chalaleha, there's a special compartment inside the oven, near the opening of the oven, Shagicholimbo, where the coals are, there's a, besides the compartment for the coals, where the oven is an opening, right, where you have coals, on top of that you put a pot. But here, just instead of just the opening for the coals, there's a mechitza, and the other side of that mechitza is a place to put water. So the water cooks up from the coals on the side, but it's mamish in the oven. Umayim nesunim b'chalola hasheni. You put water in this other side of the mechitza next to the coals. The afal gav de domi lemolior, even though it's similar to a molior, also has coals on the outside and an urn with water on the inside. Miu kira dofna av, but the kira, the sides are very thick. The ha'or tadir besoch, and there's always fire inside the kira. Kol yimos hachol, all during the week. The dofna cham ma'od, and therefore the oven heats up. The walls retain the heat tremendously. Umoshif hevel b'mayim afal pishu grufa min hagachol. Even when you take the coals out, the heat of the oven itself adds heat to the water, and therefore it's moshif hevel. Therefore, you're not allowed to drink water from the antiki. Beidudi, yore gedola osim l'shtei shulayim. This is a second shot in an antiki. An antiki is a big urn where you make two bottoms. The first bottom is where the water sits over, and then you make another compartment underneath that where the coals go in. V'nosim gicholim bein shneihem, v'hamayim alhu elyonim. Right? And the coals go between the two bottoms. So there the coals are enclosed and encased. So it, again, is most of heaven. Even if you take the coals out, the thing is hot enough that it keeps adding heat. So Gemara says, Mandi omer beidu de koshkein bekiri. If you hold that this double urn is osir, so surely bekiri is osir. That's even hotter. That's surely most of heaven. Mandi omer bekiri, the one who holds that the antiki, which is osir, is the one that's in the oven, they do the loaf, but the double urn isn't as hot as the oven. So therefore, it's considered as it most of hevel when it's in the oven, but not when it's a double kli. Tanya kavosid Rav Nachman, antiki afal pisha grufa k'tuma ein sholsi menu, nishnei shenechushto mechamemosa, right? Rav Nachman, who said that it's what's called they do the, meaning that it has two bottoms. So there's a brisa that says like that. The brisa says that antiki, even though you took out the coals, you're not allowed to drink the water from it on Shabbos, because nechushto, meaning the bottom of it, heats it up. Since the coals are contained, they're closed in, even when you take them out, the heat still adds heat. The bottom, the nechoshes of the bottom, heats up the thing. The metal heats it up, even though there's no coals in it. Mashen came where the coals are on the side, so they're directly on the side of the urn. Once you take the coals out, the side of the urn itself isn't most tevel. The most it can do is hold in the heat, and that's okay. Let's see, Rashi. Shenechushta. Aval bei dudei, one second. The chosh came to vekiri, osir, could appreciate shemitosha, or tadr bo v'dofno av marsia. If you hold that the double urn is osir, and that's called Mosif Hevel, surely the oven is Mosif Hevel. Avol Beidu Dilo, but if you hold the other way, that it's only the case where it's the oven, then the double urn would be Mutter. Sharehu Kamolior. But a Beidu Di, according to the other Shita, not according to Rav Nachman, according to Rabbah, that would be lesser heat, and that would be okay. Shenechushta Nechoshes Shala Alma b'yorishu nechoshes koi, u nechoshes mishamari sichasa. We're talking about a metal urn, and it holds in the heat. V'ani omer nechush t'loshen shilayim. And I say it's not talking about dafka metal. It means it has a double bottom. Nechoshes can also mean a bottom. T'chsiv yan hashpech nechoshtecha. The loshen shal mishna nechashto shal tanur meseches kelim. It has nothing to do with the material. It means the bottom of the tanur. Hishani antiki mimolior demitosh hashulayim mechusim choma mishtamer. The afagav shigorfu gechleim. The difference is that here the coals are in a compartment on the side, they're not covered. Over here they're mamish underneath, they're in a enclosed compartment, the heat stays there a lot more, even if you take the actual coals out. So again, we said that there's two pshatim over here, we only said one of them so far. L'chora, the question of Rashi is, why should this be usur? Right? L'chora, according to Chananya, and we pass on like Chananya, that if you have food that was heated up, k'maychul ben drusai, you don't need goruf v'katum. So here, even if it's garuf, l'chora, why should it be usur?
It's like also the kiraim, that one is in the coals on one side and it's a stomach.
What? No, it's not somach because it's made. It wasn't just somach today. It's in the kiraim itself. It's part of the kiraim. I understand, but it's mamet. But it's not that you put it somach, right, and it's something that's temporary or whatever. This is the way it's normally cooked. Putting
like
on top of the
two burners.
Right.
The kiraim had two burners. If one side
right, but it's not. But it wasn't inside the oven. It was on top, right? What's it called? Next to the mechitza. But it wasn't mamish in the oven itself. Here, the compartments, but the oven itself. So. What's it called? So we said one pshat is the Rashi holds that the whole halacha of shehiya, right? And everybody holds shehiya is mutter even if it's not goruf v'katan. Here it's also even if it's goruf, right? And here Rashi says it depends on mosa tevel. Mosa tevel is a din in hatmana, where you insulate the thing, not where you're cooking the thing. So one pshat they say is the Rashi holds there's a difference between where the heat source is separate from the kli and where the heat source is part of the kli. When the heat source is part of the kli, then it has a din in hatmana. And if it's Mosef Hevel, you can't eat from it. It's not Mosef Hevel, it's okay. That is one pshat. Another pshat they say is, and it's talking over here, where it wasn't heated up to Michael Ben Drusoy. And therefore, the Moliar is Mutter only if it's Goruf. Okay. Those are two different pshat. Tosfos learns a different pshat. He says nothing to do with heating up and drinking the water. The question over here is it mutter to take that water and mix it with wine, to dilute wine with that water? How hot is the water? So water from an antiki will heat up the wine, and water from a moliar won't heat up the wine. Okay, I'm not going to go into Tosfos now, because very difficult Tosfos. Later on, I'm going to learn about mixing hot water with cold water, where it's mutter, where it's not mutter. There's a lot of kashas on this Tosfos, but that's what Tosfos says. It's talking about how hot the water becomes, if you can use that water or not. It has nothing to do with shahiya, nothing to do with using the water from the thing. It's using it for a specific purpose. But Rashi learns it's drinking that water. Okay, based on this, according to Rashi's pshat, which is a difficult pshat too, lemaisa, our urns have the heat source together with the kli. The heat source is in the bottom of the kli, mamish like an antiki. And even though, to compare it to an antiki, would be difficult, especially if you hold it to Beit Kiraim, right, and not where there's a double thing. But it would have to be, according to Rashi, that it's not Mosif Hevel, that the what's it called, the heat is just contained, right? In other words, the thermostat or whatever that keeps the water at an even temperature, but it doesn't, what's it called, add any heat. And also, it would have to be Goruf v'Katum. It would have to be that the if there's a dial that you can make it hotter, has to be closed off, has to be. So according to that, the Minchas Yitzchak Takapaskins, you can only use an urn with hot water if it has a dial on it, if it's closed off that you can't turn it, and also that it only maintains the heat but doesn't add any heat to it. Okay. Others hold that Rashi's pshat is anyway difficult, and you have to be choshish for Rashi's pshat, and therefore what's it called, the coffee urn or whatever, doesn't have to have the thing stopped up as long as the water was heated, Michael Ben Drusoy. Right, before Shabbos, it doesn't have to be even be Goruf v'Katum. You can leave it, and it can be Mosif Hevel. It's not Hatmana, right? It's like a pot or whatever. But the Minchas Yitzchak says you have to be Choshish for Rashi Shita, and you can't use a urn with hot water unless it has both of those Tanoim. It doesn't add heat. It just maintains the heat that was there from before Shabbos, and it's closed off that you can't. It's called the Goruf v'Katum. Okay. Let's go on. Hamecham shepinahu Lo yitein l'tocho tzona. If you have an urn that you took, what, we'll see, the Gemara is going to discuss what it means over here. Mecham shepinahu, whether you took it off. You took, either you took out the water, or you took the mecham off the fire. Two possibilities. You took the mecham off the fire, or you took the water out of the mecham. So you're not allowed to put cold water in it, bishvil sheyechemu, in order that they should heat up. Aval nosin hu l'tocho, u l'tocha kos, kedei lafshiran. But you can put water in order to take out the chill. Or put the hot water into a kos in order to take out the chill. But you can't put water either into it, right? Or, can't put the water from it in order to heat up other water. Okay, see, the Gemara is going to discuss which one it is. The Gemara says, Mecham kumkumus shalchamin. There's an urn of hot water. Shepinahu kulam asnisim afarish Gemara. The whole Mishnah will be explained in the Gemara. There's two different ways of learning what the Mishnah means, bichlal. Maika omer. So what's the meaning of this Mishnah? Mecham shepinuhu. Omer of Adabar Masna Hochikoman. Ha mecham shepino mimenu mayim. Pinu means you emptied it out. A urn that you emptied the hot water out of it. Lo yitein l'tocho mayim muatim. You can't put a small amount of water into that urn because the urn is hot. And it'll cook that water. Kedei sheyechemu, because it's a kli rishon off the fire. So you're taking an empty kli rishon that's hot and putting cold water into it. That water, if it's a small amount of water, will cook. Before it cools off the kli. Aval nosin l'tocho mayim merubim kedei lafshiran. But if you put in a lot of water all at once, it won't have the power to cook it. It'll cool off the walls before it has a chance to cook. You're just taking out the chill, that's okay. Okay, let's see Rashi. My ka'amar, my pinahu, my lo yitain, v'hadar amar aval nosin. Right, what is it that's talking about? You can't put in, you could put in, what's it talking about? So, what's it called? Rav Adabar Masna says, it means you took the water out of a kli rishon that was on the fire, so the walls of the kli are hot. To put a little bit of water in is also because it'll cook the water. To put a lot of water in at one time is mutter because it'll only take the chill out of the water, won't cook it. Okay, Gemara says, v'halo mitzarif. L'chara, aside from cooking, there's another problem over here. You are tempering the kli. Right? The normal way of making a kli tempered is you heat up the kli, and then you put cold water in. And the cold water tempers the kli. Rashi learns, Mitzarev, kishekli matchas cham, v'nosin l'tocho tzonon, when a metal kli is hot, and you put in it cold water, mechazkim es hakli, it strengthens the kli. V'zuhi gmar meleches hatzorkin. That's the way people finish off when they make metal kalim. The way they finish it off is by heating up the kli, and then putting cold water, or putting it into cold water, and that tempers it, it finishes it off. Shirasich asor mitha paso v'korov v'hishover. Because once it's boiling or whatever, it could break. Bahamayim mitzarfin peapuav, and the water, what's it called, tempers the kli and makes it better to keep the to be able to boil things in it. Okay. So Gemara says so. It's mitzarif. So Gemara says Reb Shimon. It's going to Reb Shimon. That what's it called, and it has to be talking where it's, Ratosa says, where it's not going to be for sure be mitzarif. There's a shear of how much is mitzarif or not. Depends on how hot the kli is, right? If it's not that hot, then pouring cold water is not going to temper it. If it's very hot, then it will temper it. But so, from Rashi's Mashmiya, every time it tempers it, or is another pshat, that we're not sure if this kli was ever tempered before or not. So if it was tempered before, then what's it called? Then this will temper. If it wasn't tempered before, then what's it called? Then if it wasn't tempered before, then this will temper. This is the Mar Malacha. If this kli was tempered before, then this is not going to accomplish anything. So that's why it's not a psikration. Shaila is why, we'll get to this in a second, if that's not called a psikration. But in any case, the Pashtus Rashi holds that every time you matzarif a kli, it adds something to the kli. And therefore, it's more of a Gemar Malacha. That's one way of learning. Another possibility is that really, real tziruf, which could be osur min ha-Torah, is only the first time. But since it's like tziruf, doing it a second time or a third time, the rabbanan osur it, because it looks like tziruf. Okay. But in any case, l'chora, It's mitzaren. So Gemara says you're not mechaven for tziru. You're mechaven to cool off your water, right? To heat up the water a little bit, to take out the chill. You're not mechaven to make the kli, what's it called, strong. So Reb Shimon holds if Seino Meskaven is mutter. I lechoras a psikresha. It's not a psikresha. Either it's not a psikresha because every time you pour cold water into a hot kli, isn't mitzaref it? Depends on the heat of the kli. Right? It also may depend if that kli was ever mitzuref before. Or if it still needs tziruf. Even if you hold it could be mitzuref time after time, but not every time. There's a time when it's finished, but it doesn't need anymore. So for all those reasons, it's not a psikresha. Okay. Mitzuref shimen hidomer dover shem eskaven mutter. Maskit lo abaya. Okay, so that's the first way of learning this sugya. So Rashi learns mitzaref is chayiv because of gemar melacha, makah papatish. The Rambam learns a mitzaref is chayiv because of kibui. When you take hot metal and you pour cold water on it, so you're basically extinguishing the heat from the metal, that's called kibui. Now it could be that the Rambam only holds that's real kibui when it's red hot. So you're taking away like a flame. A red hot thing is like a flame. But what's it called? Where it's not red hot, just taking heat out of something is not called kibui, but it's also midrabanan, because it's like kibui. Right? Since by a red hot thing, it'd be osur, and we'll see in the next daf, what's it called? Kibui by something that's a coal, or kibui by something that's metal, is that called real kibui or not? Do you need ashes or not ashes or whatever? But there is a svara that taking heat away from something is called kibui. Right, the chiyuv of a fire is not the flame, it's the heat. And therefore, extinguishing a fire is taking away the heat, not just taking away the flame. So even if there's no flame, taking away the heat is also called kibui. So the Rambam learns that it's kibui. And here again, you have to say that it's not, what's it called, not a psikresha, because you may not take away all the heat. Right? So that's not called kibui. And it may take away all the heat. Okay. Okay, well, we said before there's another possibility why it's not a psikresha, is if you learn in Rashi that it's only mitzaret one time. In other words, you finish off the kli by tempering it once. After that, you use the kli over and over, you pour cold water in, it's not going to be mitzaret. Tziruf is a one-time thing. But here we're not sure if this kli was ever mitzaref or not. So it's not a psikresha because you're not sure if it was mitzaref or not. If it was mitzaref, then it's mitzaref. If it wasn't mitzaref, then it's mitzaref. If it was mitzaref, then there's no tziruf. That's called psikresha lemafreya. And that's a big machlokus whether that's called a psikresha or not. The classic example is a taz. You have a drawer. It's dark. Okay? And you want to close the drawer. Okay? But you're not sure if there's flies in there or not. If there are flies in the drawer and you close it, it's a psikresha that you're going to capture them. Okay? But if there are no flies in the drawer, then there's no psikresha. Okay? In other words, talking in a case where if you close the drawer, you're surely going to catch the flies. There's no chance of them escaping. So the shaila is now, is that called a psikresha or not? Is psikresha, what's it called, where the thing possibly won't happen, right, because it may not happen b'chlal? Or no, it means I don't know what's going to happen or not. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this taz is not called a psikresha. It is a psikresha. It's a suffix whether it's a psikresha or not. Either way, it's a regular suffix, so it's suffix d'oraisa, the chumrah. Right? If you catch the flies, you're over an isser. If you don't catch the flies, you're not over an isser. So what is it? It's a suffix, whether you're going to catch flies or not. You can't do it. But if you learn that it's that suffix makes it not a psikresha, then it's mutter, it's ein miskaven. I'm not intending to catch flies, right? But if the flies are there, it's going to for sure catch them. But I'm not sure if there are flies there. Therefore, that's not called a psikresha. We learned before, many weeks ago, do two different pshatim in psikresha. One pshat in psikresha is that the two actions, it's not as if I'm a chavin. I don't have kavana, right? If I comb my hair, I don't have kavana to pull out hairs. I have kavana to comb my hair. But since combing hair always pulls out hairs, combing hair is pulling out hairs. You can't distinguish between the two meisim. You can't say, I'm a chavin for combing, but not for pulling out hairs. Because combing is pulling out hairs. So my kavana for combing is kavana for pulling out hairs. But not as if I'm mechaven to pull out hairs. I'm mechaven for combing. But combing and pulling out hairs are the same thing. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, since I know that pulling out the hairs is going to definitely emanate from combing, it's as if I have kavana to pull out the hairs. That's pshat in psikresha. Is it pshat I have kavana to pull out hairs or don't have kavana? Just that the two maisa are considered one maisa, and having kavana for combing is similar, is exactly the same thing as having kavana to pull out hairs. But I'm not really mechavan to pull out hairs, I'm just mechavan for kolmin. But the two maisim become one. If you learn that it's as if I had kavana, then it's not a psik ratio, even if I'm not sure if they're flies or not. Because you can't say I'm mechavan to catch flies, I don't know if they're flies there or not. So since I'm not sure if they're flies or not, and my kavana is to close the drawer, not to catch the flies, that's still not a psik ratio. You can't say a psik ratio means it's as if I'm mechavan to catch the flies, here I'm mechavan, I don't even know if there's flies there or not. So you can't say it's a mechavan to... But if you learn that closing the drawer and catching the flies are the same maisa, right, then it's a regular suffix, right? I'm mechavan to close the drawer, and closing the drawer is called catching flies, if they're flies. I'm just not sure if they're flies there or not. So that's a regular suffix deraisa. That's a regular suffix, whatever the suffix is, right? Then you can't do it. That's me suffix. That's not do a psik ratio. That's not with a mechavan. So lechora should be totally in that side. Okay. In any case, so here, if the way of learning Rashi is that siruf is only a one-time thing, but it's not a psik ratio because I'm not sure if this keli was ever matzura, if it's exactly like the case of the flies. And that would only work if you hold that psik ratio lemafreya is not called a psik ratio. Okay. Okay. Maskif lo Abaya. So Abaya objected to what Rav Ada bar Masna, the way he learns the Mishnah. Midi mechem shepina mimenu mayim ptani. According to you, the pina is not going on the urn, it's going on the water. So then it should have said, pina mecham shepina mimenu mayim. You took water out of the urn, right? But mecham shepinuhu doesn't mean that you took something out of the urn, it means you took the urn off something else. Mecham shepinuhu ktani. Right? The pina, the taking off or taking out is going on the urn, not on the things inside the urn. Elom Rabbaya Hachikomer, right? Baya says different pshat. Amecham shepinu v'yesh bo mayim chamim. If you took an urn off the fire, so you're talking about taking the urn off the fire. That's called mecham shepinu, and it's full of water, hot water. V'yesh bo mayim chamim, and it has hot water in it. So the mecham is a kli rishon that's now off the fire. Lo yiten l'toko mayim mu'atim b'shvil shiyachumu. You can't put cold water into that hot water, which is a kli rishon off the fire, because it'll cook the cold water. Avol nosin l'toko mayim merubim kedei lahavshiran. But you're allowed to put a lot of cold water into that in order, because it'll never cook. You'll put enough cold water in, right, at one time, in one shot, that it'll never heat up the water that went in enough to be more than less than yatzo letisbo. Umecham shepina mimenu mayim. However, a mecham that you took the water out of it, lo yitein l'tocho mayim kol ikur. You can't put any water into that, any cold water. Mipnei shematzarev, because if you put a small amount of water, it's going to cook, and if you put a lot of water, it's going to temper the kli, right? Because once the kli is empty, it could be tempered. When the kli is full, it can't be tempered anymore. You can't temper a full kli. That's how Rashi learns. That if the kli has any water in it, putting cold water is not going to temper it. Tempering is only either the whole kli or nothing. So if the kli is empty and you put cold water in, it could temper it. But Tosus learns that you could temper a kli even what's it called partially. Right? Part of it is not full. And you have a portion that's hot and no water's there, and you add more water, and the cold water touches that part, it can temper even part of the kli. And I guess we'll learn like Rashi in any case. And so now, so what happens is, mecham shepina mimenu mayim lo yitein l'toko mayim kol ikur v'nei shemitzari. But if you took the water out of the kli, and the kli is hot, you can't put any water, even a lot of water in, because it's going to temper the kli. Even if it doesn't cook the water, it's going to temper the kli. The Rebbe Yehuda he, and this is according to Rebbe Yehuda. The Amar, Dover Shenim Eskavin Osir, because your intention is not to temper the kli, your intention is to take the chill out of the water. But Dover Shenim Eskavin is also according to Rebbe Yehuda, even if it's not a psik ratio. Omar Rav, lo shonu el lahafshir, aval etzarif osir, right? Rav says that the only time it's mutter to put water into the kli is what's it called if your intention is to cool it off. Then it could be mutter because dover shenu miskaven legabe the mitzarif. Aval etzarif osir. But if you're doing it with the kavana of being mitzarif, that's osir. Ushmuel amar afilu etzarif nami mutter, right? Even etzarif is mutter. Gemara says, "Latzarif lechatchila mishori." Who holds that tziruf is mutter lechatchila? You're allowed to temper a kli on Shabbos. Elei yitmar hachi yitmar. Amar Rav lo shonu ela shir lahafshir. It's only usher if you put in enough. Right? In other words, the kli was empty, and you put in enough that to fill up the kli and temper it. Avol shir letzareif usher. What's it called? You put in enough only to cool off the water, but not to temper the kli. But if you put in enough to temper the kli, that's usher. Shmuel Amar afilu shir letzareif mutter. Okay, and Shmuel says even if you put in enough to be metzareif, but that's not your kavana. Ain't a miskaven is mutter. So it would come out that Rav would hold that Dover she'ain't a miskaven, what's it called, is Aser, and Shmuel would hold that what's it called, Dover she'ain't a miskaven is mutter. That's how Rashi learns it. So give us the Rashi and then move. Okay. Shepinohu, mashma shepinohu li'atzmo me'al ha'or. So Abaya said, it can't be talking the way Rav Ada Bar Masna said, that it's talking you took the water out of the kli, and you're allowed to put cold water in. Right? And it's because of Dover Sheinu Miskaven that it's, even though it's mitzarefit, it's mutter because you didn't have intention to temper it. Because then it should say, Mecham shepinohu mimenu mayim. If you took the water out of the urn, but not that you took the urn off of something. It doesn't say here you took something out of the urn, it says you took the urn off of something. Therefore, Abaya learns that it's talking where you took the urn off the fire with water in it. Okay, so then the halacha is if you put in a little bit of water, going to cook, and a lot of water isn't going to cook. But if you took the water out of the urn, then even a lot of water you can't put in because it's mitzaret. And I say no miskaven goes according to Rabbi Yehuda that dover sheino miskaven is also your intention is not to temper. Your intention is to cool off to what's it called, to take the chill out of the water. But that doesn't make a difference, because Dover Sheinu Miskaven is also. That's how Abaya learns the sukkah. Now the Gemara has Rav and Shmuel. Al v'letzar, if shepinu imenu achav, you took the water out of it, hachi yitmer, lo shonu de pino, shori lo seis letoko tzonon, el eshir lahafshir. The im letzari, kigon, shalom milu kolo. The lo letzari, kigon, shalom milu kolo. Rashi said, what's the shir that you can take the chill out of the water, but not be mitzarif? You didn't fill up the whole kli. If you only fill up part of the kli, it doesn't temper the kli. In order to temper the kli, the whole kli has to be filled up. So if you only filled up the kli partially, then it can't temper the kli. The most it can do is take the chill out of the water. And that's not cooking, that's okay. The Rav, mashmalei, pinohu ki Rav Ada, shepinu mimenu chamin. And Rav Taka learned like Rav Ada Bar Masna. That it's talking where you take the water out, and then it depends, if you put in enough water to fill the kli, it's also because it's mitzari. And he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Dover Sheinu Miskaven is also. And Shmuel holds, afilu shir, even if you fill up the whole kli, and lemaisa, you're also tempering the kli, it's not also. Why? Because it's what they call Dover Sheinu Miskaven, and he would hold like Shmuel. Shemilo kulo, then it's still mutter, because that's what Shmuel holds. Both of them hold like Rav Ada Bar Masna, that it's talking where you took the water out of the kli. One holds that it's only mutter to put in, fill up the kli partially, because if you end up being mitzarif the kli, right, it's aser, because Dover Sheinu Miskaven is aser. And the other one holds that you could even fill up the whole kli with cold water. It's not going to cook, because not hot enough to cook it. And what's it called, since there's a lot of cold water, and even though it's mitzarif, it's not miskavin, and like we said, it's, for some reason it's not a psik reisha, and therefore it's like Shmuel, like Shlap Shimon, that what's it called, Dover Sheinu Miskaven is mutter.